Right, Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So these price indexes make for interesting reading, and I think overall we can find some good news if we're looking hard enough, can't we?
Well, I reckon. So yesterday, Stats New Zealand released, busy day yesterday, actually, lots of data out yesterday. So we had selected price index data. That includes the important food price inflation, and it sort of keeps the dialogue going on the local inflation picture with for food and other price numbers for July. Yeah, I don't think there's anything in them to sort of change the big picture expectation right now. And that big picture, Mike, it goes, that scenario, it goes something like this, okay? Inflation is too high compared to the RBNZ mandate. It's well above the target range of 1% to 2%. But if inflationary expectations stay anchored, and assuming we don't get a second round or indirect effects from higher fuel prices, then, Mike, as you get to the middle of next year, you get these big quarterly inflation numbers from the middle of this year, the June and September quarter. They roll out, and pretty magically, annual inflation falls, and we're back in the zone. It all only works, though, if price setting and wage setting behaviour is moderate through the sort of first half of next year. And if we look at the monthly numbers released yesterday, pretty much everybody got the memo. Prices overall fell sort of circa 0.4% in July. You had lower prices for fuel, weaker than expected results for food, rents and household energy. So it sort of looks like, I mean, it's only 1 month, so you've got to be a little bit careful, but it looks like inflation might be easing. Food prices up 0.1%. Yeah, poultry helped. Year on year, those food prices are now up 1.9%, so reasonably benign. Rents fell 0.1%. Year on year, they are up 0.1%. Totally flat rents are going nowhere. Petrol fell 5.7%. There was a fly in the ointment with airfares up 13.2% on the month. So that was but that's not a big part of the overall CPI number. So look, Mike, the wild card here, as ever, yeah. I mean, it's boring. Middle East conflict, if it continues, the chances of indirect effects go up. And you think about things like food. They've got pretty important input prices from fuel and fertilizer. So if they stay high, unfortunately, food prices could go back up.
Yeah, but meantime, as those prices fell on some of that stuff, we clearly took the money we suddenly had and we went out and spent it again.
Well, that's right. And we got this as spending. So this is electronic card transaction data from Stats New Zealand yesterday. We got sort of prelim on this, prelim sort of information on this from all the banks releasing their spending patterns on their own cards, which had been showing, I think, sort of quite robust year-on-year numbers. So we got card transaction data from Stats New Zealand yesterday, lifted in July. Total retail electronic card transactions up 1.3% on the month, 3.4% year-on-year. Core retail up 2.2%. Now, there were a few tailwinds in the month. Again, it's only one monthly number, but we've talked about these before. Fuel prices fell. We know now that there's a pretty direct correlation with spending. Fuel prices go down. We've got more discretionary income. There was also a long weekend in there, Matariki. We get out, we go and spend money. The FIFA World Cup. We know the bank numbers showed a lift in hospo. People went out, watched the games. We know they went betting as well because the betting numbers went up. Hospo in the numbers yesterday, electronic card transaction numbers, lifted 3.2%. Generally good increases across all categories. Even apparel went up. And again, really sorry for the repetition, but what happens with fuel prices, the big unknown here, that is, again, the wild card.
Right, one more. Even the services sector still in expansion.
There you go, the big trifecta, performance of services sector. Let's go optimistic on the interpretation of this one because it printed at 50.6. It's in expansionary territory above 50. It did fall 0.3% from June, but context as ever here is important. From May to June, we saw a big lift, 48.1 to 50.9. So we've held on to the bulk of that gain. You've had 2 months now consecutively above the 50 break-even level. Got to mention the employment sub-index. It's lagging. It's at 48.5. It's not moving yet. New orders, though, 52.6. Now, new orders, forward-looking. That's encouraging. Activity sales sub-index also crept through the 50 mark. Throw that services sector index in with the Friday's manufacturing number. Composite index, two consecutive months above 51. There is life in the economy, Mike.
That is the truth. Give me the numbers.
There isn't life in the Dow Jones. Down 253 points at the moment, 0.48%, 53,474. The S&P 500 down 31 points, 0.4%, 7754. And the NASDAQ down 82 points, 0.3%, 26,647. So the US market's starting the week off a little weak. FTSE 100 lost 0.28%, 10,720. The Nikkei, though, gained 0.75% yesterday, 69,220. Shanghai Composite up 1.41%, 3982. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.46%, 9073. And unfortunately, we had A2 and Freightways results yesterday. They were okay, but the forward guidance was a bit of a worry. They've dragged the NZX 50 down 132 points yesterday, 0.96%, 13,722. But the Kiwi dollar, 0.5901, is up against the US, 0.8303 Aussie, 0.5096 against the euro, 0.4356 pounds, 94.1 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $4,417, and Brent crude, unfortunately, back over 90 bucks, $90.41.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Keller, Hashaw and Partners.